And thank you for tuning in to the Business and Wealth Show with your host, Mac Atram. Let's go. And welcome to the Business and Wealth Show with Mac Atram, the business coach. Now, if you're looking for business help, business support, feel free to reach me, macatram.com. If you are struggling with your business, trying to grow it, something's not working, and you just need someone to talk to, reach out. Today, I have none other than Naveen Jaitley, who's an expert. When I say expert, an expert in sales, sales mindset, and he is a sales trainer. We're going to learn more about Naveen, but let me just welcome him on. Naveen, welcome to the Business and Wealth Show. Thank you for jumping on.
Hey, Mark. Great being here. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. You are most welcome. Naveen, let me get straight into it. Tell people, what is it you do and why you do it?
Sure. So what I do, I work with business owners, I work with small business owners typically, and I help them with developing their sales skills and their sales mindset. Because Mac, what you know, if we be very honest, most people don't like selling and haven't developed the skills to optimally sell. And as you know, if you're in business, it's one of the key things you need to do. So a lot of business owners want to come to me because they want to be making more revenue. They want to be making more income. They want to be making more impact. So I teach them and coach them and train them on how they can do that by developing their sales skill set, but just as importantly, their mindset behind that as well, and give them some structure and process and strategies that they can take into their business. That's the main thing of what I do. I also do work with sales teams in the more larger businesses. And like I said, a lot of what I do is with the individual entrepreneurs, developing them as well.
Awesome. Give some context in terms of what led you down this path. Because I know you've got background in corporate before you started this journey.
Sure. So what happened with me, I worked 17 years in sales, but really my journey was not a smooth transition when I first started selling. So when I first started selling, I struggled when I was working in corporate, and I struggled for the first couple of years. I actually got fired from a couple of jobs, and I was very close to sort of quitting it all. And I decided not to. And what I did at the time is I went and hired a sales coach out of from my own pocket. And I also hired a mindset coach because I was reading a book at the time called The Inner Game of Tennis, really good book by a guy called Tim Galway. And a lot of it was saying it's the mind that often defeats you. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do both. I need to improve my selling skills and I need to improve my mindset. Got coaching. Cut a long story short, I went from struggling salesperson to within a short period of time, somebody who was one of the top salespeople, picking up awards, became multi-award winning. And basically for the rest of my career, the companies I worked for, I was always in the top 2-3 salespeople in that entire company, top 2-3%. And then I got to a stage where I thought, look, I actually like helping people. I love training and coaching because I got a little bit of experience doing that even with some of the companies I worked for, where they get me to coach and mentor some of the junior guys. And I thought, do you know what? I think this is what I really want to do. So I started my own business a couple of years back, and that's what I do. I've thought, let me take all that knowledge I've got around sales, all that knowledge I've picked up over the years, selling into corporate, selling B2C, and also all that work I've done on my own mindset. And I'm actually a qualified performance coach and a certified hypnotherapist. Let me take all that and let me help other people to actually start improving their sales. And, you know, I feel like this is my calling. I feel that this is what I really always really, really wanted to do. And I almost feel that journey I've been on all builds up to this. And that's what I do now. This is what took me there. It's not only my own experience and the expertise I had, but it was remembering like what it felt like when you weren't selling and what it feels like when you are. And
so let's tap on that then, right? Because I love what you said. I was a struggling salesperson. Things weren't going right. I had the foresight to go and hire a sales coach and a mindset coach. Putting it together, I became 2-3% performer in the companies I work for. What does it feel like? Now, you've been on both ends where you're not selling, things are not going right. I'm sure your performance measures and performance reviews are not that comfortable, to a place where it is comfortable, you're selling very well. What does it feel like when you are not performing, knowing that you have to bring the numbers in?
It's just like night and day. I mean, when I wasn't performing, I was dreading work. I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. I was dreading having conversations. And what actually happens, Mac, is it's not just that you're not making the revenue and the income you want, whether you're working as a salesperson in a company or whether you're running your own business. You actually start, this is certainly what I started doing, and I know a lot of people do this, you start taking it very personal and you start almost seeing yourself as a little bit of a failure. You kind of start, because sales is so black and white, there's no hiding behind it, it's numbers.
Sure, it's numbers.
it's just pure numbers. And you start thinking when you're not hitting that number and you see people around you doing it, you start feeling a little bit rubbish about yourself.
Right.
And it starts affecting, like, even start affecting my personal life a bit. So I found that I, you know, when I went to the other side, and I always forget, I never forget how I felt when I wasn't performing.
Mm.
And even when I speak to some of my clients now and they're not quite hitting the numbers they want, and when they start doing it, if the boost you see in them, it's yeah. worth it from that perspective, because it's not just about making more money, right? Which is very important. I'm one of the people yeah. who just think money is important, but it's also about you're then as a business owner impacting more people's lives when you can sell your product or service, and just the way you feel about yourself. You feel so much more confident and on top of things. So when I wasn't performing all those years ago, I remember, like, I used to dread work. That was the best way to, and I used to hide behind things. I wasn't on the front foot. I was playing everything on the back foot.
Yeah,
and that changed when I worked on my mindset and I worked on my skill set.
You know, I totally understand what you're saying. Years ago, well, I started my businesses, been an entrepreneur for over 24 years now. I remember in the early days, I quit my corporate work. I started my little computer company. For 3 months, no business was coming in. And my idea was, hey, get some brochures out there, get a mailing list, send it out to them, and everyone will call me. And when they call me, I'll be able to service them. So I wait 3 months, nothing's happening. My wife said, this business you started, what's going on? Where are your clients? I said, well, I've sent out these brochures, I'm waiting. And she was not happy. So I had to go out there and start networking. I just go out there and start talking to people. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. It was nerve-wracking. I wasn't a trained salesperson. And I've gone on to learn, like yourself, learn how to sell. Learn how to sell from all platforms, whether it's on webinars, selling as a consultant one-to-one, selling on stages, and selling millions and millions of pounds worth of stuff. So I know exactly what it's like not to be performing. Tell me something, Navin. What is it that stops people from really selling? Why do they shy away from selling and sales, in your opinion?
Sure. It really comes down to two things. It comes out of confidence and competence, right? So the confidence side of it comes from, well, even the confidence side, you can split into a few things. Number one, a lot of people either consciously or subconsciously don't like sales or selling, because they think it's sleazy. They don't like to come across as pushy. They think it's pushy. And they're very worried what other people think of them. And they don't like rejection. So what they do is they avoid it. And I've seen this with a lot of business owners. They do everything. They're making their website look more pretty, right? They're making another brochure, right? They're tweaking their course, right? They're doing all this stuff, but actually, apart from actually doing what they need to do, number one, which is go out and sell, whether that's on the phone, whether that's on the stage, whether that's networking, however it is. So that really comes from a confidence thing where they don't feel confident about selling. And a lot of the time they don't actually feel that confident in their own product and service. And there's a lot of like comparison where they're going, well, you know, I work with some coaches, some of my clients, and when we do a lot of the mindset work, we really break it down. They're thinking the other coach out there is much better. And they're thinking, I'm not at that level. And it's only little old me, right? Mm-hmm. And when you have that, you don't actually go out and speak in confidence. You avoid it. You procrastinate. So that's the confidence side, and what I call the inner game side. The other side is the competence, because you can even be quite confident. You can be like, I don't mind selling and I quite enjoy it. But this is a lot of what other people say. A lot of people say, I'm actually quite good at selling. And I go, oh, really? Why is that? They go, I love chatting to people. And when they say that, I'm actually like, you're probably not as good as you think. Mm. And I say that in the most respectful way. But just chatting to people isn't necessarily mean you're a great salesperson. It means people might like you. It means you might have a really good chat and social life. But sales is actually a process you follow. And even sometimes in a conversation, it's the type of questions you're asking people. It's the type of way you're positioning things. It's the way that you're helping people perceive your brand and understand your value. So that's the competence side. Like, a lot of what I teach is like, okay, let's take those conversations, which are nice conversations, into actually conversations that are going to help you to make money, that conversation that are going to help you to sell your product and service, and not just help yourself, but hopefully help the person that your product and service benefits from. So in answer to your question, the reason why people don't sell is because A, they lack the confidence, or they don't like it, or they lack the confidence in themselves, or it's because they just don't have the skill set. And they're not getting the results they want. And then it just becomes a loop where they then avoid it. And then they try to procrastinate over it. Or even in some cases, which is a bad thing to do. They'll hire people to sell for them. But the problem is, because they don't know how to sell themselves, they don't actually know if the salesperson they've hired is good or not. They don't actually know how to support them. They can't actually mentor them in any way. And you know, it becomes like not that effective. So that's why I always say, as an entrepreneur especially, the first thing you should learn, or one of the first things you should learn, is learn how to sell. Because even if you're going to delegate it later, you could be in a much better position to delegate, when you can help and empower those people and pick the right people because you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like my mentor says, the number one skill in entrepreneurship is sales and selling. No sales, no customers. No
Exactly.
customers, no cash flow. No cash flow, no business. You might as well shut shop and go and do something else. So well put. I love that. Confidence and competence. Confidence being the inner game, and competence knowing that sales is a process. And if you understand the process, you can then create the result on an ongoing and ongoing basis. I love that. Fantastic. So, have you got an example, Navin, of a client, a coach, someone who just couldn't get on with sales and selling, shied away from it, wasn't getting any result, and you pick them up, you show them the way, help them. It could be an institution, it could be a company, and they started getting results. You know, what was the pro, you know, what happened? You've got a case study like that.
Yeah, sure. What I'll do, because I have worked with companies when I was actually a salesperson and selling, or even as my business, I work with companies. But I think a lot of your audience, I think they're kind of the entrepreneur. So I'll give an entrepreneurial example.
Absolutely.
So a client of mine, he was actually in property investing. So he was a property investor,
Right.
and he had been doing it for a number of years and built up quite a nice portfolio. He was doing it successfully, and he wanted to move to property education. So he wanted to teach other people how to invest, right?
Right.
So what we did with him is that he wasn't, basically, he came to me because the property education side of the business wasn't taking off. And so first of all, I looked at the way he was positioning himself. And we looked at it, and I said, what he was doing is people were seeing him as an investor, not as an educationalist. Right. And I said that people want to know not just that you're very good at investing, but can you actually then teach them? Right. And his business was not sending that message out. The other thing is, he was doing what I just said a few minutes ago. He was doing everything but actually going out and talking to people, calling people, advertising, going out to networking events, going on stages. He didn't like public speaking, so we worked on his public speaking skills.
Right.
And he was actually quite a shy introvert, very intelligent guy, which was very good at what he was doing, the investing side of things, because he didn't really need to actively go out and sell as much. But
Course.
now he had an education business where he had to go out and promote that business. He needed those skills. So we worked on his mindset. We worked on actually getting him confident to do things like, now he can jump on stages and you're thinking, oh my God, he's unrecognizable. Goes out to networking events, very, very confident at speaking to people, very okay with talking about what he does. Whereas before, and he's a British guy, so it was very much that British attitude of, you know, I've got to be humble. I better not say this. People are going to
Right.
think I'm
Boastful.
boastful too much. And like, got all that out of his system. I was like, do you want to help people on their property journey? Do you want people not to struggle? Yes. Okay. So you need to explain your value so that they use your product or services and you can help them. And this is one thing I always get my clients to do, is don't see selling as something that you're just trying to get someone over the line. Selling is serving. So we worked a lot on his mindset, worked a lot on his confidence, but then I actually started giving him a structure of how he could even position his services, what he should be doing with his actual program that he run. And he started doing webinars, and the webinars he did before he worked with me, I mean, they were just very, like, just very all over the place. And I actually gave him a structure of how that webinar is, you're not just educating people, but you're actually selling on that webinar. People have to buy into you. So I taught him the structure of what he should be saying, where he should be positioning things, what he should be talking about. And those webinars have started converting into actually clients for him. The stage stuff that he did start converting to clients with him. And cut a long story short, he went from somebody whose property education business wasn't taking off to actually becoming very, very successful. And now he runs a full-time property education business.
Fantastic. You know, I love what you said there in terms of when people talk about sales and selling, they think it's just about having tactics and manipulating people. But what you're saying is actually, let's look at the context in which you are selling. you're not positioning yourself, right? People don't even know this is a message you're trying to send out. Let's get a message in, right? Let's get the fact that you are going to help them to, you're going to educate them in property. They're not just listening to you as an investor, but you're going to help them to acquire real estate property. And so you're dealing with your client on a holistic basis in order for them to get the outcome they want, not just tactics, but actually the whole context of it as well. Fantastic. And generally, that's how you work with your clients. You don't just say, hey, if you want to sell, do A, B, C, D, but you're looking at everything else that comes with it, is it?
Exactly. Because what I do is, especially with the entrepreneurs, right, they need to first get very comfortable with the idea of selling and actually really understand what it is. Because of movies like Wolf of Wall Street, because of actually dodgy salespeople, right. Sales has got a really bad name. And one of the things actually I want to do, like a side mission of mine, is clean up the image of sales. Right. Because actually sales in its truest form, it really is serving. It's not just some cliche thing I'm saying. It really is. If you think about it, if you are speaking to a potential client, if they need your product or service, I always say to my clients, don't sell to someone who doesn't need you and don't sell to someone that you can't serve, right? I've turned clients away before because what they were asking for wasn't under my area of expertise.
Right.
So the first thing is getting them very comfortable with selling, right? And not being worried about things like, do I sound pushy or do I sound boastful? Because that's all you thinking about yourself. You're not actually thinking about your client when you're thinking about that. Yeah. It's like when people are public speaking and they're like, how do I sound? I'm like, stop worrying about how cool you look and start worrying about, are you giving the message that's going to help people who are listening to you, yeah. Right? It's the same with selling. And then the second part is, then I actually go into the competencies, right? Because even people can get quite confident and they can do things like over-talk, not listen, not pick up on the client's saying, position something that's not in the client's language. Right, which might sound good to you, but you're not understanding what type of client you're speaking with and what type of language you should be using so that they resonate with what you're saying. It's not manipulation. It's actually just being able to speak people's languages to help them understand your value so that you can actually help them. So I do that. I really work on the skill set and the mindset. And I think that's why I get a lot of success, because some people need one more than the other. Some people need both.
Thank you. And in terms of maybe consultative selling, do you have a 4-step, 5-step, 6-step, 7-step process that people can use and say, hey, do this first, do that, do this, do this? Do you have anything like that? Or is it every case very different? Do you have a model, that a framework that your clients use?
Sure. So I've created my own model, which is the SMS system. Okay. The sales mastery system, which stands for skill set, mindset, and strategy, because you need all three areas, right? Mm-hmm. And then within that, I've actually broken it down into sub areas, which people follow. So when people come on my programs, I work them through that processes. I work them through all the sub areas. So at the end of it, they've got a model, they've got a process, and they've got the expertise to help them do that. So yes, in answer to your question, I do have that.
And it's called the sales and...
It's called the SMS system, which stands for skill set, mindset, strategy.
Skill set, mindset, and strategy. Okay.
And within that, it's broken into the sub-parts of that. So it's the different parts of the sales skills you need. It's right. The different mindset hacks and tools you need. And then it's a strategy, because you could be really skilled at selling. You can really have a confident mindset and love selling and the rest of it. But sometimes it takes a process. Have you got the right funnel? Have you got the right strategy? Have you got the right processes in place? Coming from a corporate background, what I've actually done, what I found really, really useful, is I've taken a lot of corporate concepts that actual entrepreneurs don't know about. For example, there's one model called Medic, right? Okay. Which you can use in your own selling as an entrepreneur, because I do it myself and I teach my clients. And that model is so powerful because it gives them a system to follow. And it makes sure when they've had a conversation with the client, they can go back to that acronym and go, did I find out the metrics? Did I find out who the economic buyer was? And they can go through it. So what I found has been really powerful is, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I don't want to go too off topic, but what I found is that corporates are fantastic at systemizing everything when you're selling in a corporate.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs are great at being creative.
Correct.
Right. So what the corporate world lack a bit, sometimes a bit of creativity, they're a bit too formal and stuffy. Right. Yeah. And what the entrepreneurial world lack sometimes is actually a process and a system. And because I've worked on both sides of the fence, and I still to this day do that with who I sell to, I can help each side better. And what I found the entrepreneurs have really found is my feedback from my clients is, not only have you made us so much more confident and comfortable in selling, not only have you given us all these skills, but they go, we actually have a process and system to follow now, where before we were winging it. And the one I always love is when people say, some people go, I've got a nice business. And I'm like, how have you grown it? It's all through referrals, which is fine. It means you're actually very good at what you do. But I know if most of your business has just come from referrals, how much can you really grow that business then?
Absolutely.
Because you're relying on another party to give you business.
Yeah.
So what I teach is great, keep your referral as a separate strategy in itself, but how can you actually proactively go out and get more leads and get more clients?
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. And that leads to the question that I wanted to ask, because referral is very much a marketing system. What is essentially, could you describe the difference between marketing and selling what you do? Because what you do is very different from marketing. So if you want to take a moment on that.
Sure. That's a brilliant question, actually. I'm really glad you asked me that because I think a lot of people don't quite get it. So marketing, in essence, is about helping you to get eyeballs on your business, and it's helping you to get leads, right? It's getting inquiries, right? Because without marketing, it's very hard to get that, right? Sales is, marketing might help you to have some lovely conversations, but at the end of the conversation, somebody could say something like, oh, not quite right now. Let's speak again in 6 months. Oh, it's a bit too expensive for me, et cetera, et cetera. Sales helps convert those conversations into actually paying clients, right? And that's the main difference between marketing and selling. And I think, again, a lot of entrepreneurs don't realize that sometimes. And they're like, we invest in sales. And I'm like, when I look at it, like, no, you're actually investing in marketing.
That's right.
And that's why you're getting sometimes a lot of leads in. And let's face it, with all the technology nowadays that
Yeah.
people invest in, it's actually quite not easy, but there's lots of ways to get leads in.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to sometimes convert them. And it's not also just about converting. Sometimes it's about pricing. Some clients work with me and they had the same prices for like literally the last 4 or 5 years. But when you know how to sell, you know how to position yourself and you know how to say, do the right thing. So you can do things like increase your prices and actually demonstrate your value. So people are willing to pay what you're worth rather than running away and just relying on somebody who's cheaper. So sales is all about the conversion. Sales is all about what I would say is bringing the bacon home. It's actually bringing in the income, is bringing in the revenue, is bringing in the clients. Marketing sets it up. I like football. So football analogy is marketing is the winger crossing it in. Sales is the striker putting it at the back of the net.
I love that. And now here's a killer question. Your team that you support is?
It's Liverpool.
Oh, goodness. All right.
What?
But just to let you know,
What?
Arsenal at this point of recording are top of the league at the moment. So
Only your goal difference.
just wanted to say that. Hey, listen, two people, one person can have the best product and it's not, they're not making any money out of it. The best product, best service. And the other person could have an inferior product or service, but selling loads. Why
Yes.
and how does that happen?
Well, it's literally what we've just been discussing. The person who maybe has a superior product hasn't mastered their sales skills. And to a certain degree, a little bit of marketing as well. They're either not investing enough in that or haven't mastered it. So their product doesn't get taken up because you know the value, but the person you're speaking to, you're not demonstrating it. They're not being influenced to buy your product. The person who maybe has an inferior product or service, they're just better at selling. And because of that, they're making more revenue, more money. And actually, ironically, their product and service being used by more people. And that's actually something I see a lot of the time. I see that a lot of inferior products and services are being bought just because the person knows how to sell better. And I always say you have to have a decent product service. I mean, if it's rubbish, like you could even be the best salesperson in the world. Eventually people are gonna like, not want to come to you. But if you had two businesses, one had an average product or service, and the other person had a great product or service, but the average product or service knew how to sell, they would out. They'd have a bigger business than the one who had a great product or service but didn't know how to sell or was average at selling. So I'm always like, make your product or service as great as you can. As a coach and trainer, I'm always like trying to make myself the best version of myself. I want my clients to succeed. But then at the same time, I know even still to this day, I need to still go out and even keep working on my sales skills, even though I train sales, right? There's always new things I can learn. And I say the same to my clients. So that's the main reason. That is the main reason why. And this is why I see a lot of businesses either fail or not reach their potential. And it's a real shame when you see a business owner working 27 hours a day, right? Trying everything and they're not where they want to be. And it's like, if you just learn how to sell better, you can make your life so much easier.
Absolutely. And I love one of the things you said is even if you go and hire someone to sell for you, but you don't understand the sales process, and they are not, and how do you know what they, if they're doing positioning things the right way? How do you know if they're telling the right stories? How do you know if they're using the right model? So I love that. So even if you can't sell, learn to sell. Even if you don't like selling, learn to sell. Now, for those who love what you are saying here, Navin, and want to know more, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Sure, you can follow me on social media. So I'm Navin Jaitly, NavinJaitly. And I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, Navin.jaitly, and on Facebook. And also, if you want to, they can send me an email, which is NavinJaitlyCoaching@outlook.com. And just put in the word of the, or sorry, the, in the subject line of the email, just put sales document. And I'm happy to sell them a freebie of my How to Persuade Clients. And it's a really, really powerful document on that. They can start with that. And if they want to have a call with me, if they want to discuss their business, they want to start making more sales, and they want to sort of find out more about what I do and how I can help, again, send me that email or send me a message over social media, and I'm happy to arrange a chat.
Superb. Give us that email address again.
Yeah, so it's Navin, Navin, Jaitly, Jaitly, coaching@outlook.com.
At outlook.com. Got it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, fantastic. Let me say this, and I'm going to come back to you in a moment for any final words, anything that you should have said that you haven't said yet. I'll allow you to jump in on that. You're listening to the Business and Wealth Show. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm speaking to Navin Jaitly. Remember to like, share, make some comments. You know, the algorithms love when there's some kind of activity going on. And so if we can, more eyeballs can see this, the more we can bring some other experts to you as well. So over to you, Navin. Any final words you want to say before we finalize?
Sure. One other thing I would say is sometimes also sales is more than just selling your product and service. Sales comes in so many areas of your life, right? It can be if you're trying to get investing, right? You need to sell your idea, sell your concept to investors. It could be if you're on a date, you have to sell yourself to the opposite sex. If you're even sometimes with your kids, you have to sell a particular concept to buy them into it, right? We're always selling. And if you can become really good at selling, if you develop your sales skills, it won't just affect your business life. It will help your life in so many different ways. And so I find a lot of people saying, "Oh, we don't sell, we're not salespeople." Number one, if you're an entrepreneur, you have to be a
Absolutely.
salesperson. And even if you're not an entrepreneur, I have to say, like, just building sales skills and confidence is so powerful for your life in general.
Absolutely. So we always sell it. It doesn't matter who you are. I think you're right. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you work as an employee of the company, you're always selling yourself. Why should your employer, your boss, promote you? Why should they give you a pay rise?
Yeah,
Selling.
exactly.
Right. So let me ask you a question here. Because you said, look, even if you're on a date, even if you're looking for investment, so does the same process apply? Not process, but I think you had this model of skills, mindset, and strategy. Is that the same? Does the same model apply in those instances?
Yeah, the overall concept of the model applies. I mean, obviously
Wow.
the in between bits is going to be different if you're pitching your product or if you're on a date or if you're,
Right,
you know,
right.
doing something like that. But the idea of if you're feeling really confident, right? And you're feeling confident about yourself and you don't mind being able to present yourself, if you've got sales skills, something like sales skills is listening, right?
Yes.
And most people, I love that line which says most people just listen to respond, not listen to understand, right? It's about picking up on people, what people have said, and listen to their words and actually forming to understand what type of person they are, and then being able to tailor your conversation to that. Look, I'm not saying go around and become this false version of yourself. I'm just saying that when you're able to become much more clued up about other people, right, which is what sales really is, people by people, right? When you actually truly understand and sort of be able to understand what's going through their mind, you're able to then position yourself in a much better way. So in answer to direct answer to your question, the overall concept, yes, it's there, right? Of course, on the situation, it will vary, right? But I find a lot of people, even when they think sometimes they know how to sell themselves, they're not actually quite doing it right. And sometimes I always say this one thing I always say is you don't know what you don't know,
Sure.
right? So when people work with me, like a lot of people come and work with me because they actually say, "Look, I'm really struggling. I need help here," right? Or, "I really don't know how to sell. Can you teach me?" Some people I've ended up working with actually feel that they're actually pretty good, and sometimes they are pretty good. But when some of the stuff I come out with and teach them, they're like, "I never even knew that. I never even
Right.
thought of it like that." And you're like, "You don't know what you don't know, right?" It's like, I don't know. Some things I have a coach. I have people that help me in certain parts of my business. I'm not a techie guy, for example. When I sit with a techie person, they show me things. I'm like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
So,
and that's because you have the expertise. You have the mastery for, you know, you've been doing this for over 18 years within companies on your own. So you have that expertise, and that's the reason why people should listen to you. So I want to say thank you very much, Navin, for jumping on the Business and Wealth show here. Thank you so much for the input you've given. Everyone else, thank you for listening in. Thank you for watching. And remember to share, make comment as well. Also, make some comments and give us a thumb up, likes as well. That all helps. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Until we speak again.
I just want to say as well, thank you for having me. And I have also been following you loosely for a few years, Mac, and I love the stuff you do as well. So I'm really glad I'm on your podcast.
I appreciate that, Navin, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it too. I know you're busy, Mac, so that's why I'm saying thank you quite a lot to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, guys. Speak soon. Bye for now.